Here with me in this interview is Donna Klopek, who works for the Gallup Organization. And Donna, you are going to be informing cattle producers here about the results of a survey that you did for the about the checkoff with producers. I'm going to let you explain a little bit about that.
We interviewed 8,002 beef producers. They were either dairy or cattle or beef cattle or even combo program, and some veal producers also. We got lists from three different organizations to get what we would call a sampling frame to speak to these producers. And our goal was to speak to 8,000. We spoke to 8,002. And we wanted to know what their understanding was, their awareness, their understanding, and their feelings about the checkoff program.
So with that sample size, it would people could be very confident about the kinds of results that it found.
Yes, at a sample size of 8,000, you only have to have a percentage or two difference to make it significant, statistically significant. Yeah.
So what were some of the findings that you want to point out?
Well, what I'm going to talk about today are the findings, and the majority, first of all, people are very aware of the program, which is good. Also, for the most part, people approve of the program, and they approve of the program the way it is. We did talk about and ask them about some potential changes to the program, and some of them, I think, will require, if those changes were to be made, they would require legislation. But the majority support the program. The majority feel the amount of the dollar checkoff is reasonable. The vast majority agree with no changes to it. There are some folks, we asked, would you want it increased or decreased? Some people would be willing to have it increased. The majority want it to stay the same. And not surprising, those that approve of the program are more willing to have it increased than those that disapprove of the program.
Was there anything you found that sort of stuck out that I would hate to say is unusual or unexpected, but would there be anything like that?
It'd be hard for me to say that because I'm not a beef producer. But one of the things we did see, there was a question about trying to focus on U.S. beef rather than imports. And the vast majority were very interested in having it just, I think it was 75% were very supportive of that. However, when we then said, okay, if we do that, then the checkoff to importers would not be able to be assessed if it just focused on U.S., then that number of the percentage of people that were interested in that dropped significantly.
This survey was completed and the results available when?
The survey was completed in November and the beginning of December, if I remember correctly. Maybe it was October and the middle of November, but it was last fall. And the results are actually the results of the report and actually a crosstab, that is a tabulation of the data by different groups and different things, is going to be available within the next 2 weeks. And the beef folks will have it, and they're going to put it up on their website as well.
I was going to say, is this who all's going to receive that information in order to make it available?
Right. Kenny Payne is the person who I ship stuff to.
USDA, who oversees the whole checkoff. You're right. Anything else you'd like to say about the project and, you know, that especially cattle producers would be interested to know we didn't touch on?
Not that I can think of. The one thing that was very interesting to me was how supportive the cattle producers and open they were to do the survey, because to do 8,000 surveys in about 4 to 6 weeks is a lot, and we had very few refusals of them wanting to, you know, share their opinions, which I think is very good.
Well, thank you very much. That's Donna Klopek with the Gallup Organization talking about the results of a survey they just completed about producer opinions and awareness of the beef checkoff. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.